It was a nice day for the main festival on Saturday, so locals and cruise ship visitors alike crowded the booths buying locally made handcrafted art and food. And then there are these iconic events. Biggest slug, fastest pie eating.
So look at Slugzilla.
For the second year in a row, Cindy Davis was in charge of weighing slugs. One of the first brought in was Slugzilla.
He's huge.
I know, look at him. He
wow,
may be the winner.
He's amazing.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got on Slugzilla here. Take that off. 36 grams. Woohoo!
Wow.
Slugzilla. Okay.
While big, Slugzilla did not make it into the top three. Rocco Meredith's 45-gram slug speed winner took the big slug prize. Second was 44-gram Raspberry, owned by Adelaide Jerzak, and third was Colette Jerzak's Blue at 43 grams.
All right, are we getting ready for this grand old slug race?
Now on to the slug races, emceed by Alex Brown.
Oh, looks like we're shoving all those slugs right in the center there. Oh, man, I see some speedy ones already. They are moving.
Three tables with circles painted on top were placed in the main event area. Racing slugs are put in the centers of each circle, and the first slug to make it to the outer edge wins the first heat. Those three winners go on to the final race.
All right, ready? On your mark! Get set! Race! Here we go, here we go! We're at table one! Oh, man, we are going at a snail pace. Oh, I see.
They are slugs, after all.
We've got some gymnasts!
In about 3 minutes, though, the first winner crosses the outer edge.
We got a winner over here.
We've got a winner. Oh, look at this little guy. What is that little guy's name?
Cooper.
Cooper for the win. And what is his owner's name?
Kara.
Kara.
Cooper didn't win the final heat. That honor went to Mystery Mister and its owner, Josie Boyd. Cooper and Kira Zier came in second, and Skippy Joe was third, owned by Riker Pilcher. The next less slimy but still messy contest of the day was the pie-eating race. Individual pies were larger than they have been in past years, so big appetites were a must in addition to fast jaws.
On your mark, get set, eat! Oh, man! Oh, wow! Oh, this girl over here pulling it out of the pie tin. What is that? Oh, man, that was genius.
Colton Kufner won the contest, polishing off his pie in less than 2 minutes. According to the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council's list of winners, pie-eating champs in the other age groups were Killian Connolly, Miranda Jorgensen, and Gavin Piercy. Blueberry Arts Festival events kept people busy throughout the weekend. They included a blueberry dish contest, juried art show, Giggle Feet Dance Festival, a fun run, the Beard Contest, a handmade human-powered boat race, and the annual Richard Brodigan, Dick Whitaker, and Lillian Ference Memorial Trout Fishing in America Poetry Slam and Rain Quatrain. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.